Today, on Making Your Life Count, Dane Ortlund shares what it takes for growth to happen.
It's going to take a long time. We all need a lot of gospel, a lot of safety, and a lot of time. We're going to need a friend. We need someone that we can walk in the light with, as 1 John 1 puts it. Because if we hold our sins and sufferings and anguishes in the dark, that's where they grow and fester. So we're going to need a safe person. It's one person to talk to about what's really going on within us. We're going to need our Bible. We're going to need a long time in the local church. And dare to believe that the scripture means it when it talks about God's heart in the way that it does for us.
Dane says that it's not always easy, but true life transformation is worth it.
When the scripture paints a picture of a God who is in fact drawn closest to us when we are messiest, the Bible paints a picture of a God and of a Christ who loves us most where we feel defeated most. It's in our pockets of deepest shame, regret, and felt guilt. That's where God loves us the most. And if we will dare to believe that, then we will find our lives getting in sync with who He is. We will find change coming, transformation from the inside out. None of us can crowbar our lives into change, but we can be wooed into change through the beautiful picture of who God claims that He is in the scripture.
Yes, God's grace, mercy, and love are truly transformational. Want to learn more about experiencing real life change in Jesus Christ? Go to CRU.org. That's CRU.org.